Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we remember St. Catherine of Siena, and there's quite a lot to be said about her, but I'm going to look at the readings first, and then we'll see what kind of time we have. From Paphos, Paul and his companions set sail and arrived at Perga in Pamphylia. This is Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 13 to 25. But John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch and Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm, he led them out, and for about 40 years, he put up with them in the desert. When he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as inheritance at the end of about 450 years. After these things, he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendant, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus.' John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he,' meaning the Christ. 'Behold, one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. One will come after him.'" And Psalm 89 tells us, "Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, 'My kindness is established forever.' In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, and that my arm may make him strong. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and through my name shall his horn be exalted. He shall say of me, 'You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior.'" Brothers and sisters, they're all just learning, and I'm sure by God's anointing are saying the words that they're giving. And they're really saying that they want to sing the goodness of the Lord, to pray about the goodness of the Lord, and to sing about the goodness of the Lord forever. Because Jesus Christ, you are the faithful witness. You are the firstborn of the dead. You have loved us and freed us from our sins by your blood. The horror of Good Friday, and yet look at what is beginning to come out of it. They're beginning to really preach. They spent their time listening to Jesus, and well, they should. But now they're going out to spread the word of God. The second reading is read, "Jesus Christ, you are the faithful witness. You are the firstborn of the dead. You have loved us and freed us from our sins by your blood. Alleluia. Brothers and sisters, we want to pray that prayer every day. He frees us from our sins by his blood daily. Daily, come to him. Please, go to the priest for confession often. But always say to the Lord, Lord, forgive me if I was irritable today, or forgive me if I was impatient or unkind, or I picked a fight. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart. Be a sign of his presence in the world. The Holy Spirit is with us. He will anoint and he will inspire. Sometimes it's right on the spot. Sometimes it's not at all. But many times, as I've said to you before, open your hearts and God will use you for his glory and for your salvation. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 16 to 20. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Father and Son and Holy Spirit, coming near to us. Please, brothers and sisters, you have been given, I have been given, we have been given the greatest treasure you could ever ask for or ever desire, to have God with us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to believe him and to live by his word. And when we fail, acknowledge it. Don't hide it. I've said that to you before, but I know what a temptation it is to say, oh, that's little, that doesn't matter. Ask God for forgiveness for your sins. Even before you go to confession, as I've said to you before, say it in your heart to God. You bring joy to him and peace to him because he wants to see all of us with him in heaven. And that's true. That's not a fairy tale, as I've said before. It's the truth. God wants to see us, and we want to see him. Let us be faithful to what he has asked us to do. And today also is the feast of St. Catherine of Siena. And she wrote this, I, Katrina, servant and slave of the servants of Christ crucified, am writing to you in his precious blood. I long to see you sharing in the blood of God's Son, as a son created by a supreme Father in his image and likeness, and as a ransomed servant, so that you may walk in love and holy awe of God. What heart is so hard and stubborn that it would not melt contemplating the affectionate love divine goodness bears for it? Love, then love. Ponder the fact that you were loved before ever you loved. For God looked within himself and fell in love with the beauty of his creature and so created us. He was moved by the fire of his ineffable charity to one purpose only, that we should have eternal life and enjoy the infinite good God was enjoying in himself. O boundless love, well have you shown that love. When we lost grace by deadly sin, by disobedience to you, My Lord, we lost love, but look at the way the Holy Spirit's clemency chose to restore grace to us. See how God's supreme exaltedness took on the servitude of our humanity in such lowliness and profound humility that our pride ought to be utterly confounded. Adam's foolish children may well be ashamed. For is there any greater sight than to see God stooped down to humanity, as if humanity were in control of God, rather than God having control over humanity? For humanity is nothing of itself. What we have from God by grace, not because he owes it to us. That is why no man who knows himself will ever mortally offend God or become proud because of his position or greatness or power. If he were Lord of the world, he would consider himself nothing. This is why the saints say God's servants are the ones who are free sovereigns. They have won the victory. Christ rules over us all. Christ is within us all, and we bow before him. May that be your heart. It takes time to get there, but open your heart to him, because he is your sovereign Lord. There are people on this earth who can make us happy, but only God can supply the grace and the power and the beauty of eternal life. Think of that. That's where God wants you, with him in eternal life. I want to be there. Don't you? Don't each of us? Don't take anything for granted, but don't be afraid. Just follow him every day, and when you fail, ask forgiveness. Look at the Ten Commandments. Ask yourself, am I obeying them? Please, brothers and sisters, I want to see you, as I say so often, I want to see with you. I want to see God together with all of you in heaven. Please don't say, oh, that was interesting, and then go back to doing just what you normally do every day. It's interesting, but if it doesn't change your life, something is very wrong. You haven't given a cent. Let us turn back to the Lord if we've been away, because he will forgive. Remember that. He will forgive. Turn back to him. Listen to him. Pray to him. Pray the Our Father especially. Pray to him. Seek him. Tell him you want to love him and please him and follow him. You can tell him, I'll make a lot of mistakes, but my heart is there. I want to follow you all the days of my life. Help me to follow you today. And then each day, say that. Lord, help me to follow you today. And the grace will abundantly be given us. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.